Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. What would you do if you saw two men in your driveway trying to start your car so they could take it? Some of you might immediately call 911 and others might go out to see what was going on. Your reaction to this response might be very interesting. Would you let them have your vehicle if they answered you by saying, "The Lord needs it"? This is exactly what happened over 2,000 years ago, right outside of Jerusalem, only the two men weren't taking a vehicle, they were taking a young colt to Jesus. When its owners asked them what they were doing, they simply said the Lord needed it, and they were granted permission. Wow, I don't think this would happen today, do you? This took place right before Jesus entered into Jerusalem to share his last Passover dinner with his disciples. He knew that he would pay the ultimate price on the upcoming Friday for the sins of humanity. He would be crucified, and he did not want there to be any question as to who he was later on. You see, when Jesus sent his disciples into the village to get the colt, he knew that the prophet Zechariah spoke this very event about 500 years before he was born. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy by entering into the city of Jerusalem as a king, just like the prophet said he would. The crowd was laying their coats and branches before Jesus, praising God joyfully because of all the miracles he had performed. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, starting at verse 38, we read where they were shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Jesus passed all the criteria to be a king according to Deuteronomy, chapter 17. He was Jewish. He knew the law. In fact, he wrote the law on tablets of stone twice for Moses. Jesus did not hold himself above the people. He is the one that washed his followers' feet rather than the other way around. Doesn't it amaze you how the crowd could honor him as king one day and just a few days later turn against him, agreeing to have Jesus crucified? Simply put, they did not recognize him for who he was, the King of the heavens and the earth, the Son of the Most High God. Who is Jesus to you? Is he truly your Savior, King of heaven and earth? Have you turned your life over to this Jesus, or, like the Jews of his time, turned your back on him? Remember, in a few short years of his active ministry, Jesus healed the sick, which included the blind, the lame, those that could not hear. He raised the dead and cast out demonic spirits. He fed the hungry by the thousands with little or no food. He did all of this to teach God's kingdom. And at the end, he was crucified on a cross so that we who believe would not perish but live eternally. You might be wondering how this makes him the Messiah, the Savior of humanity. You might say that he was just a holy man, a prophet of God. But the difference is that he rose from the dead and ascended into the heavens above, where he is interceding on your behalf today. Have you asked Jesus into your heart? If not, do it right now. Ask him to forgive your sins and be your Lord for all the days of your life, and live. Amen.